From New Hampshire Public Radio, I'm Shay Zeller, and this is The Front Porch. Just like a lot of people listening right now, and maybe even you, I usually tune in to New Hampshire Public Radio in the morning for the news. And today when I woke up, I heard something that really got me out of bed. New Hampshire poet Donald Hall has been chosen to be the next U.S. Poet Laureate. In New Hampshire, we've come to think of him as our poet. He moved to the state more than 30 years ago to the farm his grandparents owned on Eagle Pond in Wilmot, and a place that would provide a backdrop for much of his poetry. Donald Hall became the quintessential New Hampshire poet, and now he's the nation's poet. Tonight on The Front Porch, we're dedicating our whole show to Donald Hall. I spoke with Donald earlier today about his new role as Poet Laureate. When he got to our studios, he seemed pretty excited to report that he woke up to find his face on the cover of the New York Times this morning. But he says the news also has his phone ringing off the hook, and his fax machine, which is his preferred mode of communication, it's been in constant motion. I asked him how he found out that he would be the next Poet Laureate.
I had a fax. Actually, the woman whose name I'm not thinking of, who was an assistant to Billington, telephoned and left a message. But I came back from having dinner with Linda and looked at the fax machine and saw the letter there. She had faxed me after she left a message.
Linda is your lady friend.
That's right.
What did it say?
I can't remember exactly. It said that Billington was prepared to appoint me and did I want it, and a few particulars.
And who was the first person you told? Obviously, Linda was there.
Linda was the first one. I handed it to her and showed it to her. She started calling me Your Excellency. She was very excited about it.
A well-deserved title. In fact, your colleague, Maxine Kuman, who was also a New Hampshire Poet Laureate, you were, she was a U.S. Poet Laureate before there was such a title.
Right.
You've been writing for 60 years, and she says it's about time. Is it about time that Donald Hall is the U.S. Poet Laureate?
I hadn't been thinking of it at all, actually. But I suppose it could be.
Come on. Can you see this skeptical look on my face? Is it really something that had never occurred to you?
Oh, it had occurred to me in the past, but it hadn't occurred to me lately. I hadn't had any notion of what would happen.
Well, you're keeping good company with this position. Robert Pinsky, Billy Collins, as I mentioned earlier, Maxine Kuman. What does getting this position mean to you?
It means a lot of attention to my work, and it will get my book around. Houghton Mifflin is just reprinting it now, and the final reason for reprinting it. It had been selling pretty well, but they were down to 1,000 copies, and they now are reprinting. I don't know how many thousand more, but I know that's true. I want to be read. I don't write in order not to be read, so I'm very pleased that more people will perhaps pay attention to my poems.
One of the things, looking at this from a New Hampshire perspective, you write so much about that old New Hampshire that's fading away. And it's sort of fading away all over America, the sort of rural life. Will you use your position to preserve not only your poetry, but to preserve this type of America that you really love?
I don't think my position will allow me to do that. But insofar as I write, I am preserving it in words. And this is one of the reasons for much writing. Why is Gilgamesh? Why is Homer in the Iliad? It's to preserve the tales of the tribe, to preserve things as they were, to celebrate the heroes of the past. And I, in my domestic, rural way, am celebrating the people who used to live that way.
Now, is this position going to pull you away from that rural, secluded, quiet New Hampshire life that you love so much?
I'll spend fewer days there. But I won't be living in Washington. I'll be visiting and staying in hotels.
What exactly is your charge? I think you're charged with promoting poetry.
Yes, to try to come up with some sort of scheme to do it. Some people have paid attention to schools and teaching, others to columns in newspapers given away free to reprint poems. Well, Pinsky had his wonderful favorite American poems project.
And what will you do?
I don't know what I'll do. It's too soon. And I don't know what the possibilities are in Washington.
Now, this honor is coming to you a little later in life, when you perhaps
Indeed.
Have more wisdom and insight, but perhaps less mobility.
Less mobility, less energy, right?
Do you have any regrets in that?
Oh, I could wish that it had happened 10 years ago, in my youth.
Now, we in New Hampshire like to think of you as our poet. And now we're going to get to the chance to share you with the rest of the world, with the rest of the country at least. Is there anything for us to be concerned about?
You needn't be concerned about becoming the poet of Washington, D.C., I'm sure.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Donald Hall, former New Hampshire Poet Laureate and the newly appointed Poet Laureate of the United States. His latest book is called White Apples and the Taste of Stone. Here's one more poem from that book. It's one of those quintessential old New Hampshire poems. This is Oxcart Man.
In October of the year, he counts potatoes dug from the brown field. Counting the seed, counting the cellar's portion out, and bags the rest on the cart's floor. He packs wool sheared in April, honey in combs, linen, leather tanned from deer hide, and vinegar in a barrel hooped by hand at the forge's fire. He walks by his ox's head 10 days to Portsmouth Market and sells potatoes and a bag that carried potatoes, flaxseed, birch brooms, maple sugar, goose feathers, yarn. When the cart is empty, he sells the cart. When the cart is sold, he sells the ox, harness and yoke, and walks home, his pockets heavy with the year's coin for salt and taxes. And at home by fire's light in November cold, stitches new harness for next year's ox in the barn, and carves the yoke and saws planks, building the cart again.
That's the next Poet Laureate of the United States, Donald Hall, reading his poem Oxcart Man, recorded as part of his newest collection, White Apples and the Taste of Stone. It's a 60-year retrospective of his work. This is The Front Porch on New Hampshire Public Radio.